arts sector in our state's been rolling up its sleeves. You'll see today that the creative sector is moving and art itself is changing too. Like everything else, it's being put to work. Terry Skillman knows all about that. She's been an arts administrator and producer here for over a decade. She's now CEO of the Hawaii Arts Alliance. Since the pandemic began, a creative resurgent hui has been strategizing how the arts can strengthen Hawaii's recovery. As part of that hui, Skillman says, there are concrete ways to move forward this year.
We downsized in the summer when COVID hit. We downsized and cut our space in half at the Y. And then they got funding for the Minority Women's Center, which is awesome. But that also meant they needed the space that we're in. So that pushed us to have to find a place. And Downtown Arts Center with Sandy Pohl and all of the artists who've moved into that space, that was the best option, which is great. I feel like it's going to be more dynamic. There's so much that needs to go on down there. So, yeah.
So catch me up on what you see.
We're still in the midst of being hit really hard. There was a really good article that was in the New York Times about how the arts are in crisis. And I think people don't realize the extent to which the arts are in crisis. Because in Hawaii, so much of the arts sector, or the creative sector, if you will, is masked by tourism. It's not only like the hotel workers and the restaurant workers, but everybody who had a gig in a hotel or in a restaurant, you know, and all of the artists who thrived on selling paintings or performances. It's huge, the extent to which the creative sector has been devastated. Thankfully, Senator Taniguchi organized that informational meeting for us in December. And our request with that meeting was we want a creative resurgence caucus. So I know that Representative Gates and Taniguchi were looking at going forward and who to ask to create the caucus. So I'm waiting to hear. We're going to be doing the Americans for the Arts survey coming up this year. I'm hoping that a lot of the arts organizations will help us with gathering data for that survey to show better what's happening to Hawaii.
Are you expecting federal funds then at some point?
Yeah, I mean, we are expecting it. It's just a question of how they're going to frame it. I know that when you start looking at all of the caveats that come with money that's being offered, it just makes it really, really hard for an organization to be able to access it. And then think about the individuals. Like,
the arts are in different baskets. I mean, there are the venues,
right?
The theaters, the museums. There are the organizations, and then there are the individuals.
Right. What we've realized in this whole process is generally the public is more focused on the institutional level because that's where they engage. They don't understand that the institutions employ gig workers or the contract workers by thematic programming. For example, if you're going to HOMA and it is a Persian event, they're only going to hire people who know Persian dance, Persian food, Persian culture. Those people are the ones who are hit so hard. They don't have, you know, the benefits that a full-time employee gets.
How large do you think that sector is in Hawaii?
I think it's pretty large. We don't have an accurate number on it. And that's part of why we want to do the AFTA study this coming year. That's also one reason why we're really pushing the Creative Artists Network. Our next focus with the Creative Artists Network is to start trying to see if we can't get group health insurance, you know, get some kind of a contractor agreement for copyright lawyers to help us out at a reasonable rate for artists.
Oh, wow. But you're forming something there. I don't know what it's called, but
I hope so. We've looked at a couple of existing websites. The most incredible one that really floors me with what they provide is the Freelancers Union in New York and New Jersey. We want to do this in Hawaii because people here need it, you know. The Creative Artists Network is only for people who are based in Hawaii. I mean, you need to be paying taxes here. You need to be registered to vote, and you should have some kind of state ID. It's not for a snowbird who's here for, you know, a few months out of the year and goes back. So it's the investing in community that's really, really important.
Terry Skillman, CEO of the Hawaii Arts Alliance, mentioned that Senator Brian Taniguchi and Representative Cedric Gates are working to start a Creative Resurgence Caucus at the state legislature. The Creative Artists Network is an open listing of Hawaii creatives. You can get it at the Hawaii Arts Alliance website.